Today's gospel reading is about faith. And it's about a Canaanite woman who had a daughter who was tormented by a demon. And the towns of Tyre and Sidon are Gentile towns. The Canaanite woman is a Gentile. And so when Jesus said, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel," this implies that Jesus saw his mission as providing his salvation message to the Jewish people first, before expanding it to the Gentiles. But the Gentile woman was so sure Jesus could save her daughter that she would not take no for an answer. Finally, Jesus replied, "O woman, great is your faith," and her daughter was healed soon after. You know, this story is also very much like another Matthew story about the healing of the centurion's servant. This is where the centurion says, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed." And Jesus, when he heard this, replied, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith." It's interesting that both the Canaanite woman and the centurion, both non-Jews, would demonstrate such faith that they really believed and trusted in the person Jesus so much that only his word was needed to heal. You know, see, our faith is basically about putting all our trust in a person, that is, Jesus and his word. The gospel story is also about the value of the persistence of prayer. The Lord recognized the Canaanite woman's great faith through her persistence. Jesus has told us that, you know, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you will receive it and you will. Our prayers are not always answered right away, but it is in our persistence that we can show that we truly believe. So as we pray for ourselves and others, we need to be persistent and trust that the Lord will recognize how great our faith is and open our hearts to know his will and meet our needs.